Books on Tape presents The Chase by Clive Cussler, read by Scott Brick. Ghost from the Past. April 15th, 1950, Flathead Lake, Montana. It rose from the depths like an evil monster in a Mesozoic sea. A coat of green slime covered the cab and boiler, while gray-brown silt from the lake bottom slid and fell off the 81-inch drive wheels and splashed into the cold waters of the lake. Ascending slowly above the surface, the old steam locomotive hung for a moment from the cables of a huge crane mounted on a wooden barge. Still visible under the dripping muck, beneath the open side window of its cab, was the number 3025. Built by the Baldwin Locomotive Works of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 3025 rolled out of the factory on April 10th of 1904. The Pacific class was a common, large-sized, high-drive-wheeled steam engine that could pull 10 steel passenger cars long distances at speeds up to 90 miles an hour. She was known as a 462 because of her four-wheeled truck in the front, just behind the cowcatcher, the six massive drive wheels below the boiler, and the two small wheels mounted beneath the cab. The crew on the barge watched in awe as the crane operator orchestrated his levers and gently lowered old 3025 onto the main deck, its weight settling the barge 3 inches deeper in the water. She sat there almost a minute before the six men overcame their wonderment and detached the cables.
She's in remarkably good shape for sitting underwater.